There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That is an Odyssey world premiere. Nice to see the guys Rascal Flatts putting out some new music. Mm-hmm. And welcome to KSON, the Jonas Brothers.
The song is called I Dare You. You'll be hearing it all day here on KSON.
833-287-1037. If kids are famous for anything, it's the amount of mess they can make out of seemingly nothing.
Producer Jessica had quite the experience with her son Walt. What did Walt get into?
So, I don't know if you're familiar with what water beads are.
I am not.
Okay, so they're these tiny, tiny, tiny little things that you hydrate, and they get bigger, and they're kind of slimy-ish. They're a great sensory toy.
Okay.
Wonderful sensory toy. But before you hydrate them, they're the tiniest little, like, smaller than a seed, like maybe like grain of sand.
Okay.
Almost size. And I had a whole bag of them, which is probably like millions in this bag because they're so tiny.
And what do you do when they're hydrated and they're all slimy and big? What do you do with them then? You're like, shoot them?
Yeah, like you would with sand or anything else. It's a sensory toy.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Walt found the bag, even though it was up high, he's getting taller.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. I was in the front room. He was in the kitchen. And all of a sudden, I thought maybe the water was on. I'm like, what is that noise? I come out to the kitchen, and they are everywhere. He just spilled the bag of all these little tiny itsy-bitsy little things. It was like sand all over the kitchen. It was on the counters, on the floors, and millions of them.
Okay.
It was
a pain in the you-know-what to clean up, I imagine.
You bet.
And then heaven forbid if any water splashes anywhere.
Yeah.
You get big and slimy. I guarantee you, there's a couple of, what do they call, water drops?
Water beads.
Water. I bet there's a few errant water beads still on the loose in your kitchen.
Oh, I can guarantee there are. Even though I vacuumed a few times.
We want to hear the latest thing that your kid got into and made one hell of a mess. 833-287-1037. Or you know what? Maybe you can share something you did when you were a kid. Like the time my sisters and I decided when my parents were gone fishing for a couple hours, you know what'd be really fun is if we decorated the stove like a giant birthday cake and took ketchup and mustard and decorated the whole thing. Then all of a sudden, mom and dad come back early and you panic. So you take every kitchen towel your mom has to wipe it all down and hide it in the bottom of the laundry basket.
Dad
walks in. And we weren't young. We were old enough to be home alone because he said, did you guys make hot dogs for lunch? We're like, yeah.
Yeah, we sure did.
I mean, I can't believe that my mother didn't come back later because you know she found all those towels.
Wait a second. They never busted you for it?
Never got busted for it.
Well,
wow.
My mom saved our butts is what I think would happen.
I think you're right. Literally.
Literally.
833-287-1037. What unbelievable mess did your sweet, innocent little child just create? John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
Producer Jessica's son, Walt, got into water beads and spilled them everywhere in her kitchen. 833-287-1037. What kind of mess has your kid made? All right, Jordan, go ahead and share.
So, I don't have any kids, but can I say what I did on behalf of my dad?
Sure.
Yes,
take yourself back to your childhood. What mess did you make for mom and dad to clean up?
So, my dad had the entire backyard concreted, and he put that red maroon stain on it. And then did a final gloss coat on top of it.
Okay.
Before my dad could come home, I decided to take my RC car and drive it around the entire backyard. All the brand new cement completely laid is just destroyed. Still the way it is the same day I did it.
So wait a second. It's not even hours old, your dad's brand new backyard.
Yeah.
You destroy it with a remote control car.
The second the guys leave.
He never had 1 minute to enjoy his backyard that he paid for.
Yeah, he never saw it. He was at work when I did it.
And to this day, it exists still?
Yes, because I never told anyone. I thought it would just go away like mud or something. You know, I was only like 6 or 7 years old, or maybe 8. I don't know. I can't remember. But
yeah, at that age, it's like if you just ignore it or you run away or, you know, it'll all be fine, right?
Yeah, no, not so much. So I figured that was a pretty bad one.
All right, Jordan. It was pretty bad.
Thanks, Jordan.
All right, you guys. Take care. All right, bye.
John, Jessica has got a story to share about a mess she made as a kid.
All right, Jessica, go ahead.
So when I was younger, our entire backyard was in cement, and it happened to be all dirt, and when it rained, it turned into mud.
Oh, of course it did.
Yeah, so me and my neighbor decided to go roll around in it and then shower off in our shower. Well, it clogged up the bathtub, and there was mud from the ceiling to the floor to the door handles, so our mom took us into the backyard and sprayed us off with the hose.
You had nothing but the best intentions. You're like, listen, we're dirty, but we'll take care of ourselves. We'll go clean ourselves. You know, you didn't know what was going to happen.
Not at all. And we tore up the entire backyard. There was a little spot of mud, and then there was a whole backyard of now torn up grass.
Oh, your parents must have loved that.
Oh, they still do.
All right, Jessica, thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of us adults are getting stuff off our chest that we did as a kid. But Wendy, your son made one heck of a mess. Go ahead and call him out.
My son, he's 17 now, but when he was a little toddler, he broke every egg in the house for 6 months.
He broke every egg?
Every egg. We disciplined him, so then he started hiding it. He actually put him into the Sony PlayStation.
He took an egg and jammed it in the Sony PlayStation?
He did.
He ruined the PlayStation is what he did.
He ruined the PlayStation. Absolutely. Broke every egg that we brought into the house for 6 months.
What was his hatred of eggs? Did he not want to...
It's fun to crack eggs. I mean, it's fun.
He was looking for baby chicks.
Oh, my goodness. That's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, he's a very intelligent child, and he's very persistent, and he goes for what he wants until he gets an answer.
All right. 833-287-1037. Want to get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to see Billy Currington and Kip Moore. That show is in July at Gallagher Square, and we want to send you there just for taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And if you beat Tam, you get $100 too. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.